the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focused on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we've been talking all week about doing what you love to do for work, finding a job or a business that you're truly passionate about. And today I want to talk to you about the reality of taking on a new endeavor. And one of the fears that you have to consider, especially if you're responsible for people other than just yourself, is this idea of giving up an income or a paycheck without the ability to replace that income. Because we've all heard horror stories of people losing everything, including their house, in an effort to start something new. And so I would suggest that before you venture out and give up an income stream, you figure out what your minimum monthly nut is, and you find a way to replace that income. It's so critical. Now, I'm not saying you have to replace every dollar you're making right now, but you have to replace what it is, whatever it costs you to live your life, whether it's a rent or a mortgage. You know, think about your utilities, all those necessities in life that you need. That needs to be replaced. And if you can't replace it, you at least need to have a cushion there. So you need to have savings for a prolonged period of time, some cases years, to make sure that you can undertake a new endeavor like this. And if there's a capital requirement to get into that new endeavor, okay, that obviously is going to pull from whatever pool you have available for yourself right now. So the thought is to keep that day job as long as possible. And at some point, you start to wean your way off of it. But I've got a great example of a good friend of mine that's done exactly that. My friend Rick started the School of Rock down in South Florida. And he's on a second franchise now, and he's doing very, very well. But this is what he's passionate about. He loves rock and roll, and he loves kids, and he's great with both. And this combination for him has been incredibly powerful, especially because his own kids are huge beneficiaries of it as well. So Rick was in the copier supply business. He was a wholesaler in that business. And he was able to not only keep that business going and keep his day job, he let them know what he was doing. They understood, and he was able to start this other business. And the other business happened after hours and on weekends, and he was able to do both. And little by little, he started to wean himself off of his initial job to the point now where he's actually still there, and this is 5 years later, but he just works a few hours a day and at the old job. And this is the beauty of what he's able to do. So he kept that day job. He's able to keep his family and maintain his lifestyle, but at the same time, you know, he's pursuing his passion and he's doing what he wants without the risk. And that's the beauty of the situation. Don't give up the paycheck until you can replace what you need at least to live day to day. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would just ask that you subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals. And I just ask for that opportunity. I would love to be that person for you, and all it means is a commitment to joining me each day for a few minutes. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing how you can prepare for your transition. But remember for today, do not give up that steady income until you've figured out a way to replace your essential needs.